Hello and welcome back to the second episode of How. Today we're going to be learning about Tesla and how it was founded and created. Alright, let's get into the episode. Here is the story behind Tesla's success. The US car market is saturated with established automakers like Ford, Honda, and Chevrolet. But one company stands out from the mix. Electric car maker Tesla Motors, Tesla, and its CEO Elon Musk gained notoriety in 2012 when it released its flagship car, the Model S. Tesla's release positioned it as one of the few successful independent automakers and a pioneer in the car market. Notably, it also proved to be a hit with auto buyers. The Model S, a sleek luxury sedan that starts at $89,000, is ranked best in class in every category for electric sedans. When the Model S premiered in 2013, Tesla made headlines when trade press gave it laurels. The electric plug-in car received a near-perfect score of 99 out of 100 from Consumer Reports, which also named it as the best car ever tested. By September 2014, the car hit an all-time high sales record in the U.S., with 2,500 sold in just 1 month. And in Q1 2015, sales reached a new high at 10,030 sold. It is now considered a staple within the electric car stratosphere. And as of March 4th, 2022, the company's market capitalization was $909.6 billion. Now here is some of the history of Tesla Motors. Contrary to popular belief, Tesla was not an overnight success. The company was founded in 2003 by two Silicon Valley engineers, Martin Eberhard and Mark Tarpany, who wanted to prove that electric cars can be better, quicker, and more fun to drive than gasoline cars. The seeds of the company go back to 1990, when Tarpany met Eberhard. Then, an engineer at Wise Technology, and they became good friends. The two had much in common, including a passion for starting companies, and they soon launched companies including Nuva Media, which released the Rocket ebook in 1998. A fun fact is that Tesla Motors was named after alternating current inventor Nikola Tesla. That's a cool fact. A passion for autos started soon after Eberhard went through a divorce and decided to buy a sports car. He considered entering the electric car industry after investing in a boutique electric automaker named AC Propulsion. In 2001, Eberhard and Tarpany met Elon Musk after hearing him speak at a Mars Society talk at Stanford University. At that time, Musk already had a portfolio of successful startups. In 1991, Musk, Peter Thiel, and Max Levchin co-founded the online payment system, also known as PayPal, which they then sold to eBay in 2002. Impressively, Musk made $165 million in stocks from that sale. Soon after, Musk launched SpaceX, a company that designs, manufactures, and launches advanced rockets and spacecraft. Tesla was officially incorporated in 2003 with the goal of investing an electric car that was powerful, beautiful, and with zero emissions. Other co-founders were J.B. Straubel, the company's chief technology officer, or CTO, until 2019 when Ian Wright, who left Tesla in 2004, later founded the electric vehicle powertrain company Wrightspeed. In 2004, the company's co-founders went through initial rounds of investing with venture capital firms. Musk led the initial round of funding and soon joined as the head of the board directors. The company's investors included friends, family, and a litany of VC firms, including Valor Equity Partners. And for the final topic of this episode, we'll talk about how Tesla CEO Elon Musk became the face of Tesla. Elon Musk has become the face of Tesla and is often mistaken as the company's founder. Musk is a South African-born Canadian-American who is trained as an engineer. He earned a dual Bachelor of Science degree in physics and economics from the University of Pennsylvania. That said, he is an entrepreneur, an inventor at heart. In 1995, Musk enrolled in Stanford's Applied Physics PhD program, but dropped out to focus on his business efforts in the renewable energy and outer space arena. Soon after, he launched several small successful companies, including the publishing company Zip2. From that sale, Musk started X.com, an online bank that was acquired by Confetti. Well, that's all for today's episode, but I would like to say a special thanks for Investopedia, one of our sites, for a good amount of information in this podcast. I recommend checking their site out if you're interested in topics like these. They have a lot of great information about companies like Tesla, Amazon, and any other current entrepreneur and pioneer companies that are blowing up today. So, thank you for listening to today's episode, and we'll catch you on the next one. If you like this podcast, please keep listening to our podcast. Wow, there will be about 3 to 4 episodes weekly. Thank you. See you next time.